Randy Rogers with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Randy, thank you so much for being here.
Buddy, how's it going?
Going good. You definitely, I mean, I'll put money on it. You don't remember this, but you were on the very first Radio Texas Live. We did a phoner 7 years ago. It was over 7 years ago, and you were actually the very first guest.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, and now you're here. I think,
in the studio, by the way.
In the studio, right here, live in the studio. Yeah. And I contribute the success of the show to you being the first guest. You know, now 17 markets in 6 states.
I will take any praise that I can get at this point.
I'm going to heap them upon you. They are heaped upon you.
And congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you build it,
they will come. They will listen, hopefully. Hopefully they're listening. All right, so the Pat Green tribute album is out. It's called Dance Hall Dreamin'. You contributed your talents to it, and you and Radney did 3 days, which Radney co-wrote, right?
Radney co-wrote that song with Pat, and it's a funny story, and I knew the story going into us recording it, even though I don't know Pat and I had ever discussed it, but Radney and I haven't, you know, written so many songs together. Mm-hmm. I knew the story about 3 days. I knew Pat showed up, and he was so exhausted from being on the road, And Radney's house there in Nashville is like, it's a harbor. I mean, I've stayed there, I don't know, 1,000 times. Radney's always been one of those type of guys that has open arms to the wayward troubadour, you know.
Coming through town?
Yeah, and he's a great cook. And so it was easy for me to pick 3 days.
I mean, it's a great song, one of the most iconic Pat Green songs, 3 days. Was it your first choice going into doing this when they asked you to do a song?
I would say it was my first choice. My second choice would have been Take Me Out to a Dance Hall, just because I just remember being in college and blaring that.
Those were the college
days. Loud as I could blare it and dancing to it with my many, 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 many friends.
Right.
Female that knew how to dance.
Exactly. Well, let's play it. It's Randy Rogers and Radney Foster, which is hard to say together, putting your names together. Pat Green's 3 days on Radio Texas Live. Big show tonight. Randy Rogers in the studio with us. Randy, it's an honor. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, sir.
You don't know this unless you've heard the show, but we do a game here called Five Questions. And I have five questions for you to test your knowledge, put you on your toes, maybe knock you back on your heels.
I'm not scared.
You're not scared?
I'm not scared.
All right, here we go. Number one, world geography. We always start with world geography, Randy. And today we're going to stay right here in Texas. In no particular order, the three longest rivers in the Lone Star State are Pecos, Red River, and Rio Grande. Randy, which is the longest? The longest river in Texas?
Pecos.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Dang it.
Pecos, 926 miles, Red River, 1,300, and the Rio Grande coming in at an impressive 1,885.
So basically, last place.
Yes. Yes. All right, there's other smaller rivers. All right, number two.
All right, shoot.
Time for a game of matching. Randy, your band, the Randy Rogers Band, released Homemade Tamales, a live album in 2014. Besides tamales, Randy, think of a Mexican food. Don't say it. Just think of it. Mexican food, all right? Now think of another Mexican food. You got it? Don't say it. All right, Randy, one more Mexican food. What are you thinking of right now? The third one.
Queso.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Taco.
Taco. Dang it.
Taco.
That is unfair.
That is impressive that you came up with queso, that you ended on queso.
I think taco is number two.
Taco is number two? Yeah, I got burrito fajitas tacos.
I wouldn't be fajitas.
Wouldn't it be fajitas?
No, it wouldn't
be. You're not a fajitas fan?
I mean, I am a fajitas fan, but it's just...
Not the first that comes to
not
mind.
Not the first. It was enchiladas first.
Yeah, enchiladas.
Yeah.
Burrito was... What's the burrito?
Tacos come? Was second. And then queso. Top it off with queso.
Randy Rogers with us. Randy, you are 0 for 2 so far in 5 questions.
That's all right.
We're going to come back and finish.
Call me Tiger Woods.
Randy Rogers with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Randy, 5 questions. You're 0 for 2 in your inaugural 5 questions.
I've been there before.
If you have. Sorry. So I've been 0 for 2. You know where you're at. And you can build from there.
I'm fine with it.
All right. Good. Number 3. Randy Rogers, Somebody Take Me Home, a song you co-wrote, was included on your Roller Coaster album, was also recorded by Kenny Chesney and put on his 2005 album, The Road and the Radio. Randy Rogers, better Kenny Chesney song. A, The Good Stuff. B, I Go Back. Or C, Better as a Memory. Better Kenny Chesney song.
What was the first one?
The Good Stuff.
I've got to go with The Good Stuff.
That is correct. Good job. Good job. It's right in the title, I guess.
I've always related that song a little bit.
It's a good song.
Yeah,
it really is a
guy sitting at a bar talking to another guy and looking for the meaning of life.
Yeah.
He already has it.
Waiting for him at home. Number four, Randy, you're coming back. I feel a comeback coming. Number four, Randy, true or false, both the Texas Rangers and World Series champion Houston Astros opened the 2018 Major League Baseball season with a win.
False. Astros won.
That is correct. They played each other.
Yes.
And they went on to win the series three. They took three of four.
Can't stop me on the baseball.
Dude, that was good. That was good.
I thought
I was going to get you. All right, number five, you're coming back. Two and two now. This is to get above 500.
All right.
Randy, between Twitter and Facebook, the Randy Rogers Band social media following is closing in on 700,000 followers. Time to play Two Lies and a Truth. Randy, I have three bits of information. Two are a lie and one is a truth. Your job is to identify the truth. All right. Which one of the following is true? Okay.
All right.
Twitter was originally going to be called Friendstalker. Mark Cuban was an original investor in Facebook, or Snapchat was founded in 2010.
Snapchat 2010.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Twitter was originally going to be called Friendstalker. That's
Friendstalker.
That's lame, right?
That's scary.
Yeah, it's not a good way to go.
Yeah, whoever came up with that obviously got fired.
Yeah, they're like, you're out.
Quick.
Yeah, we're going with Twitter, and you no longer have a job. Randy Rogers, you came back a little bit, 2 out of 5.
Not bad.
Not too bad. Randy Rogers with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Randy, your band, it's the Randy Rogers Band. And I got to say, you know, I see a lot of interviews with you, watch you do your thing, and you're definitely one of the most inclusive bands. You know, it's not just Randy Rogers, it's the band. You're constantly redirecting questions to your bandmates, which is really cool to see. And I think most folks would just stop out of inconvenience.
You know, from day one, we literally were driving around in an 88 Suburban. Before that, we were driving around our own cars.
Right.
Then we got an 88 Suburban with a little bitty, itty-bitty trailer behind it. And everybody had these options, you know, like Brady could go play with whoever he wanted to play with. And Les was the same way, drummer. You know, pick up a gig with Gary Pinon or whatever. And so I had everybody over in the house, and I was living at this little white house on stilts there in San Marcos, right behind campus. And I had everybody in the living room and had a box of Franzia wine.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. And
a lot of ladies there too.
So I liquored them all up and then zero ladies.
Okay.
I liquored them all up and I drew a line in this, like, you know, imaginary sand in the living room. I said, look, you're either with me or go join that other band. But I'm going to take this 88 Suburban. I'm going to play Fort Worth and Wichita Falls this weekend. And if you're out, you're out. I'm going to go play it by myself. And so from that moment forward is like, we never look back.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any reason to doubt the fact that we could, possibly trust our cape. So we all jumped at the same time. And so through the years, we've kept it that way.
And it is. It's almost like somebody who mispronounces your name. You're like, oh, wait a minute. That's not how you say my name.
Yeah, I would say this too. I mean, I've had the same bus driver for 12 years.
Really?
I've had same crew guys now rolling 8 years. Same guys.
It's a family. That's awesome. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Randy Rogers on with us. Randy, you're a busy man. You write songs. You tour, I mean, nonstop. Every weekend, you guys are out on the road. In addition to this, you've started your own management company, and you're picking up some young, bright talent. Parker McCullum was just here a couple weeks ago, and he called you the Godfather, which I don't know if it was a scary thing or a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not that.
You're not the Godfather, not the Godfather.
I'm a lot of things, but not that.
He said, though, that you actively manage him.
So a little bit of history about me. So I went to college, Southwest Texas State, degree in public relations. My junior year, I got an internship working for a publicity company, started managing bands and booking bands. Under an assumed name, by the way.
What was it?
Randall Wade Enterprises. And I was booking my own band, Randy Rogers Band. I've always really enjoyed the music business instead of just the music.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I am right and left-brained, and so I get kind of bored. So I thought, you know what? I've got this knowledge, and I have a day-to-day person, Robin, who's, as we talked about loyalty earlier, has been with me for 15 years.
Wow.
So Robin Sheff. I said, look, Robin, let's invest in some of this younger talent. You know, Parker was one of those guys. The first one was Red Shahan.
Red Shahan's amazing. I noticed you're wearing a Red Shahan shirt today.
I am wearing my Red Shahan shirt. You know, one of the first guys that really stood out to me that said, he is so killer as a musician, as a songwriter. Let's help him. And that, so Red was kind of our, you know,
guinea pig. He was one that started
our anchor. Yeah,
Red made it happen.
Yeah, and so then as time progressed, you know, we work with Bruce Robinson, work with Seth James, work with Jamie Lynn, you know, and now Parker and this, you know, rocket ship that he's on.
Yeah.
So what I've basically done is just exactly what Rodney Foster did for me, you know, back in the day, which was, hey, let me explain to you about how this whole business works. To me, I thought I could be an asset to someone, and I've really enjoyed the challenge.
It's got to be fun, too. Randy Rogers with us. Radio Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan. Randy Rogers with us tonight. Randy, we're talking about your management company, and you've taken in guys like Red Shahan, Parker McCollum, Jamie Lynn, Bruce Robinson. You know, it's one thing to want to be able to help people, and it's another thing altogether to be successful, have the ability to help people, and then be able to bridge that gap. Because a lot of people want to help people. I love helping people. I don't know how.
Sure, I'll tell them all the time, too. It's like, you only get to do this once. Like, you only get to sign your first label deal once. You only get to sign your first publishing deal once, you know? I mean, it's an exciting time. I mean, Red's record is amazing. Came out on 30 Tigers. Amazing group of folks to work with. It's just, it's such, I mean, I hate to say it. Like, it takes me back. It takes me back to those first days where...
Keeps you feeling young.
Somebody listened to my songs and said, hey, man, I like that. I'm going to cut that. Or, hey, do you want a publishing deal? You want to write for... Because I'm still write for Warner Brothers or Warner Chappell Music in Nashville. So it's like those moments that I had, I remember them. I was like in my early 20s. And those were some of the best times of my life. And so I'm living vicariously now through some of these younger guys coming up.
Yeah, so that's cool. Awesome. Well, let's do Red Shahan's new one. It's called Someone Someday. Randy Rogers with us. We got more coming up. Randy Rogers on with us. Randy, we're talking about some of these young guys. William Clark Green was in here a while ago, and he's done a couple tours with you, a couple acoustic tours, right? A couple Christmas?
We did that 1 year, yeah.
Just 1 year?
Yeah, maybe two.
Maybe 2 years. It's
maybe
hard to
three.
Remember. Maybe all the Christmases. So he told us about touring with you and staying up late, drinking, partying, have a good time, and then he told us about you dragging him off the bus and making him do workouts at like six. Is this something that you do, or are you just like hazing William Clark Green?
It was like January 1st.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, you've been drinking till four.
You know, we go through like, what do you say? Phases of being healthy.
Yeah. I think that's how everybody kind of.
Yeah. He must've been
on the healthy phase.
But yeah. We're doing the old CrossFit regime out there.
Yeah, he said it was pretty intense.
You
don't remember.
If it was like 98 degrees, yeah, it was.
Yeah. So Will's from Lubbock, and I wanted to work this in here. Your wife, she has a few boutiques, and you guys actually just opened one up in Lubbock as well.
Yeah, so my wife started River Rose, which is the flagship store in New Braunfels. And then she opened one up on the square in San Marcos. And then for some crazy reason, she's like, I want to do one in Lubbock.
Let's go to Lubbock.
She grew up in Plainview. She didn't go to Tech, but she grew up in Plainview and like coming into Lubbock to shop. So she knows Lubbock. So I said, go for it, of course. Chase your dreams, kids.
Right.
And now River Rose just opened up in Lubbock right next door to Fuzzy's. So go get you some tacos. Go shopping for your girl or ladies. Go check it out.
Awesome. It's called River Rose.
River
new
Rose.
New location
shop
in Lubbock.
RiverRose.com.
I think we're going to do a disclaimer.
No.
Payola plugola here.
Absolutely not. ShopRiverRose.com. This is Randy Rogers. If you want to look good, shop RiverRose.com.
River Rose. There you go. Randy Rogers with us. Let's do some William Clark Green. And we got more with Randy coming up. Randy, you're a busy man. Aside from your new newly developed management company, you're putting out music like crazy. Nothing Shines Like Neon. It's actually been close to 2 years now, though.
Time for a new one. Yeah.
In between all that, though, you've done the Hold My Beer Volume 1, the Watch This Volume 1 with Wade. Now you're saying new music 2018.
Yes.
From the Randy Rogers Band.
So this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So
let's hear it.
We've already been in the studio with Dave Cobb a couple months back.
Nice.
Listeners who don't know who Dave Cobb is, Google him, first of all. Stapleton and Sturgill.
Done some stuff with Whiskey Myers.
Jason Isbell.
Yeah, yeah.
Shooter.
Amazing, amazing producer.
So we were already in the studio with him earlier this year. We're going back in June.
Uh-huh.
So the record will be done, finished in June, sometime out in the fall.
And so you do something, too, that I've heard someone say, use a producer and then shoot them or something. You do actually kind of incorporate that. You kind of go through the producers. You work with different producers a lot.
I think growth is essential for any band. The thing that has helped us is to constantly recreate yourself. Every person that you work with, you're going to learn something from. So we have had that opportunity to work with Jay Joyce, to work with Paul Worley, to work with Buddy Cannon, to work with Rodney Foster, and now Dave Cobb. So for us, it's been this journey of finding what Randy Rogers Band sounds like.
Right.
And, you know, I will say honestly, you know, some things have been way left. Some things have been way right.
Yeah.
But isn't that fun? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, you have the creative outlet that is music for me is probably the reason I'm on Earth. So it's fun to push those limits and the envelope, you know.
And have the courage to do it because, you know, I think a lot of people might, you know, it takes courage to step out and do something different, try something a little different. I'm sure going in with somebody you don't have much of a working relationship and trust them to make you your sound where it needs to be, it takes a lot.
Yeah, Dave and I had met through the years, just different situations, and I'm a huge fan of his work. So, and it is different when you work with somebody that you're just enamored with, you know? It's
right.
Like, God dang, man, I really love that Stapleton record.
Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, that's
Sergio record.
Yeah, amazing.
It's like, how did you get it to sound like that? How did you get the Telecaster to sound like that? You know, like all those kind of weird moments that you have to have, but those go away pretty quick, and you just start to work.
Nice. Be on the lookout this fall, new Randy Rogers. Randy Rogers with us tonight. Don't go away. We got more coming up. Randy, I cannot believe this. I did not realize it's been this long, but 3 years now since you and Wade Bowen released Hold My Beer Volume 1. 3 years. I thought it was like last year.
Classic album.
Yes. It's a good album. You know what? And that was something else, too. I had no idea what to expect. And I don't think it sounds like you or Wade, you know, traditionally either one of you. It's a great collaborative album.
Yeah, Lloyd Maines produced that album for us with like a collection of his band and my band. So it's like this hodgepodge of who knows what's going to happen. Of course, Lloyd's playing steel and dobro on it, which is cool. So, man, it turned out great. And so we're going to go back in the studio this year. So we're going to tour Hold My Beer and Watch This.
Like you guys do every summer.
Coming to a city near you.
Yeah.
This summer. And then this fall, we'll be back in the studio. As soon as we wrap up the studio with Randy Rogers Band, new record, we'll be back in the studio, Hold My Beer, Volume 2.
Volume 2.
Who knows?
That's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
The fun part is, too, we went and trademarked Hold My Beer, Hold My Beer and Watch This. And so we're going to launch this whole, hopefully, I mean, the game plan is to launch this, like, movement. It's going to be a movement.
What movement? How does this, what's the movement?
You remember, like, No Fear?
Yes. I love No Fear shirts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a Nice Day.
Okay.
Something like that.
You're going to do that?
Hold My
No
Beer.
No Fear shirts?
Hold My Beer.
Those were the best.
They were, but it's going
to be better.
Say, Hold My Beer. You know, watch me drive my four-wheeler into the stock tank.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So did you have trouble trademarking that? Because it's kind of a common phrase, right?
It's taken a long time.
Yeah?
It's taken a long time, and we have lots of hopes and dreams.
Right.
That sometimes get squashed and there's roadblocks, but we're working towards this thing where it's like, it's bigger than Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen, Hold My Beer. You know, it's like this thing, you know.
What were those shirts? Remember those shirts that were very inappropriate? They were popular in the 90s, before No Fear. What were like, Big Johnson?
Remember
that? What was that? Big Johnson?
Can you say that on the radio?
I don't know. Big Johnson? like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Like the Big Johnson
exactly
t-shirt?
Like that, yes. Except much smaller.
Radio Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan, Randy Rogers with us, and Randy, you're a big fan of Merle Haggard. We just celebrated his birthday and death here recently.
Friday, April 6th.
Yes, a big day. You do have a Merle Haggard tattoo.
I do have a Merle Haggard tattoo, and I was lucky enough in life to get to meet him several times and have a few jokes and play some shows with him.
So. I never got to see him live. But you actually have played shows with
First
him.
First time I ever saw him live. Quick story. Okay. I drove to College Station to see him play, and I was front row, pushed my way all the way up to front row, and he had grabbed the fiddle, and he was out front kind of playing fiddle a little bit, and I reached out to touch his boot.
Yeah.
And he looked down at me, and he goes, scared the crap out of me.
How old were you?
I was 19. I backed up about 25 feet. I was like, I ain't going back up there, boys.
What was it like meeting? Because obviously he was a hero of yours.
I'm not scared, but I don't really worry about it ruining anything for me because I want to know. I want to get to the meat of it. You know.
Yeah.
I want to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, my times with Merle were very sweet. He had me on his bus after shows I opened for him, and signed guitars for me, and told me stories. In fact, one time he had his when he was in San Quentin in prison, he had his cellmate that was in prison with him at the time, up on the bus.
Really?
And all of his daughters. And
wow.
I mean, these men were in their 80s, you know? So I got to see that little piece of his life, and nothing but class and and genuine, absolute badass.
I mean, awesome, awesome. Well, you did cover Merle Haggard's Misery and Gin for the next waltz with Bruce Robinson. Let's go ahead and play it. You want to do that? You want to play that?
My favorite all-time Merle song. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Merle Haggard. Randy Rogers with us. Randy Rogers, for the first time ever in the Radio Texas Live studio. Thank you, Randy. Thank you so much for stopping by.
First time ever, but not the first time on the show.
No, no. fact, Randy was on the first Radio Texas Live ever.
This studio is so nice, by the way.
Do you think so?
I mean, the full bar.
Yes.
And the disco lights.
Chairs. Yeah.
It is amazing.
And the wait staff.
Yeah. They were so friendly to me.
Yeah, they're very nice. They're very nice. We pay them to be nice, though.
I can't believe it's this nice. I want my own radio show.
Have you ever considered that? Would you do that? Could you do that? I think you could pull it off.
I'll probably say something on the mic I shouldn't, and they fire me.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't know how you do it. Although you don't seem like in your personal life you say a lot of bad words.
No, I do cuss a lot.
You do?
Yeah. I cuss. I'm a big time cusser.
It seems like it would be like, you know, impossible.
Oh my goodness. Oh dang gosh. It. Gosh. you got a show coming up with Turnpike Troubadours. Red Rocks. When's that?
13th of June.
June 13th.
Red Rocks Amphitheater, Turnpike Troubadours, Randy Rogers Band, and the old 97s.
See, I think you're talking about not wanting to get on the radio, but you kind of do a little radio announcer voice.
Tickets available at randyrogersband.com.
And then you're also doing the Hold My Beer and Watch This with Wade Bowen. You guys do it every summer. Huge tour. You're gonna throw in some band stops as well.
We are doing like acoustic shows and full band shows, so check the webpage, wadebowen.com. RandyRogersBand.com to figure that out. If they're going to be intimate shows or they're going to be
raucous.
Pour beer all over yourself. Go to jail.
Yeah. Randy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by. Let's close it out. You pick the song we close it out with. We can do one of yours. We can do Parker. We can do Red. We can do Wade. We can do Turnpike. Anybody we've talked about. Anybody we haven't talked about. You pick the song that we end the first ever Randy Rogers in studio on Radio Texas Live with.
Great. So any politician, if they're a real politician, they vote for themselves.
Right,
so,
right.
This is Randy Rogers. You're listening to Radio Texas Live.
Yeah.
And this is our song, the Randy Rogers Band, M-Arms Instead.
Oh, we don't have that one. I'm just kidding. There you go.
I want my money back then.